And people that live in addictive, repetitive cycles, it's proven, have a low esteem and an identity crisis. So they live up to the low level they view themselves. So he breathed on them and took them back to day one, where God could live in man again, and all that is in God is in man. And he says this, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. Why? Because as the Father sent me, I send you. So here's what he's saying. Guys, if you go out into the world in love like I've loved you, no matter what mistakes they make, no matter how they say one thing and do another, you are my brethren. And if you continue to love them and see them like I've continued to love you and see you, they'll see their way to be forgiven in their way to me. But if you retain their sin and shut up your hearts, you get hard, you get into legalism, you make it all about works, how will they ever know the way to me? Because that's not how you found me. So as the Father sent me, I'm sending you. Receive Holy Spirit and live again. And if you forgive them like I forgave you, they'll be forgiven. But if you retain their sins, they shall be retained. I never hear that clearly preached on. When do you have permission to be in unforgiveness? When do you have permission to see a man for what he's failed in and judge a man as such? When does the Bible tell you to see a man for his weakness? Then why is he sounding like he's giving the disciples the option to retain sins? What he's saying is, if you walk in love like I've walked in love, they'll know my love. If you let anything else happen to your heart, how will they know the way to me when you are now the body of Christ? They handed him the baton of the New Covenant, New Testament church, and said, go rightly, reveal my name. Now, what have we done in the church over generations? Legalism, stronghold stuff, holiness movements, shepherding movements, controlling stuff, tons of hurt people, and tons of misunderstanding public. Why? Because we haven't gone as the Father sent him. So he sent us. Come on, guys. So I'll close with this, and then we're going to pray. I know you don't believe me by now, but you'll see. You'll see even I'm redeemable. It really got that late. I'm asking you to steward your hearts as of tonight. I'm asking you to really think deep on this and not just be a confessing Christian, but learn to get alone with God and give your life to Him. Give your motives to Him. Give your purpose and your perspective to Him so that Holy Spirit can fill your life with grace and begin to transform your heart into the likeness of Jesus's, where things don't have to crush you, hurt you, freak you out anymore. Where absolutely, when everything's going against you, you'll shine as a light in the world. When people do you wrong, you'll shine as a light in the world. You'll do all things without grumbling, without complaining. And I promise you, it'll get the attention of men. And in time, it might even give you a voice in their life. You might not need a voice. You might not need to be an example. At some time, it'll give you a voice. Listen, Peter said, always be ready to give an explanation when asked for the reason of the hope that you have in you. And I'm asking the church, how many people have been approached and the world saying, why do you live so hopeful? Peter expected to be asked a reason for the way we carry and conduct our lives. And I'm asking us, not condemningly, soberly, how many of us are getting overrun by people wanting to know why we live the way we live and why we're so hopeful? I'm wondering if our countenances don't look the same. I'm wondering in the grocery line if we're not just as frustrated because it's a long line and we're in a hurry. I'm wondering if there's good tidings of great joy exuding our understanding. Or have we taken on the same appearance as men that don't know Him, but we go to church and have a confession? If they can't see Him in you, why do they want what you say you have? Come on, guys. We can live this way in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. So we're going to pray for the sick real quick. We don't have to take long. It's going to be simple and it's going to be fun. Y'all ready? You want to? I keep bumping this oil. Jasmine.
Jasmine. Yeah. I remembered.
I'm not going to forget that name. That's my granddaughter's name. Amen. We're going to pray for the sick, okay? I know you don't think I can do anything fast. But I can. I think. Why do we pray for the sick? The main reason scripturally is because of the forgiveness of sins. We don't pray for the sick because they're sick. We don't pray for the sick because we hope they're not sick anymore. The forgiveness of sins is what entitles us to believe for redemption and healing. By His stripes we are healed. The blood of Jesus was shed to forgive the act of sin committed. The body of Jesus was beaten brutally to remove the penalty and effects that sin incurred. So you eat His flesh and you drink His blood and receive life. It's not just the forgiveness, it's the redemption and restoration.
You get it?
Okay. So we're going to pray for the sick tonight. Why? Because I personally believe through the life of Jesus, it's the will of God to heal. I believe we're all growing. I believe there's some things we're unsure of. I believe God's working some things out of us and working some things in us. But I do know this, Pastor, if we won't change our mind, if we stop, keep changing our mind based on results or lack thereof, we're going to come to a stronger understanding of the truth. If we lock into what we believe and go after it and stop changing our mind when things don't happen and turn it into a point in time and all that stuff, I believe we'll come to a greater understanding if we won't look back and stop changing our mind. I believe what we've done is we've changed our mind and we've interpreted God through circumstances instead of His Son. And we've been troubled over how we feel, so we come up with explanations at the cost of truth, but truth makes us free. Now we write books, 30 Reasons Why Men Aren't Healed. Jesus didn't have the manual in His back pocket. Why? It wasn't His experience. Why'd we write it? Because it's been ours. Let's get back to the manual and the reason why, not the 30 why not. Because if you embrace one reason why not, you put a ceiling over the release of the kingdom of God in your life. And you know what the number one reason I found that people don't pray for the sick is? They're afraid nothing will happen. It's the number one reason people don't get involved and pray for the sick, because they believe nothing will happen. And then they already have what they're afraid of because they don't step out. That's a paradox. So you live your whole Christian life with nothing because you believe nothing. And prove that it's about you and your confused feelings and emotions. Come on, that's not unfair. He says, if you lay hands on the sick, if you believe, you'll lay hands on the sick. So if you lay hands on the sick, it's because you believe. If you're not laying hands on the sick, it means you're struggling with what you believe. Are you guys all right? Starting to look like a deliverance meeting. Things are coming out, man. I'm just having fun. I'm just kidding. Who in the room? You have a situation, a condition in your body that if you were healed tonight, there'd be no way to testify or tell other than faith in your heart or the fact that people prayed and you just, the good confession. But there'd be nothing you could check. You'd need a test, time to tell, blood work, or a hard day at work, or whatever. Who has a condition that if you were healed, you wouldn't be able to testify, check your body, and know that something changed because of whatever the condition would be? Stand to your feet if that's you. I'm just going to teach something real quick. We're going to do something with full of heart. Yeah. Overflow room. Participate with me if you can. Okay? Stand to your feet out there. Do I have anybody else? Please don't think this is churchy, religious, or the end of the meeting, and don't stand because you think, oh, well, I'm not going to stand. Please don't stay in your seat if you have a condition that needs healing and you wouldn't be able to tell if you were healed. Like, say you've been getting a migraine once a week, and you don't have one now, but it's been hitting you almost once a week. And you're thinking that thing's going to hit you sometime this week because it's been for the last however long. But you don't have one now. I'm talking about that. So you stand up and we'll just believe it'll never come back again. How's that? You have diabetes and you can't really tell because there's not a lot of symptoms. There's no neuropathy. There's no way to check. It's just diabetes and you're on insulin, but there's really no symptom. You'd have to check your blood sugar. Stuff like that. I'm just giving you more examples so you understand what I'm asking for. See, I got a couple more people to stand, and I don't want you to stay in your seat if you need to stand. Thank you, sir. Don't make me go fishing. I'm a good fisherman. Thank you. Please get up if, yeah, thank you.
You see how I'm waiting, right? You know why I'm waiting, don't you?
Thank you. Anybody else?
Yeah? I got like two more. Yeah? I need one more.
Thank you. No, I heard three when you stood up. I saw two more stand up. We got them.
Sure. Now we can pray. You were first. Bless you. You started this thing. You gave them confidence and courage. Here's what we're going to do. I know I'm being lighthearted. I want you to understand that I'm serious as well. I don't take lightly the blood of Jesus. I just don't want you under pressure when we're praying for the sick. I don't want you self-conscious one day in your life praying for the sick. I've been too many times. It's never done me good. Listen, your prayer never has and never will heal anybody. It's your faith in His finished work. It's your faith in His love for the person. Getting self-conscious and trying to pray better, trying to sound spiritual and trying to amplify His name is a zero. It's going to throw you into works. And it's going to stop things. And then we're going to say, well, why didn't nothing happen? Because of this, and maybe that. And maybe we're just getting too involved and trying too hard because we're sincere. Yeah? Come on, listen to me carefully. Your prayer never has and never will heal anybody. It's your simple faith in His accomplishment. So watch this. Be healed in Jesus' name is probably enough when we have a revelation. He cast out spirits with a word. It was probably go or leave or get. Yeah, you Texans would like to believe it was get. Get. Get on out of here. Get. You going to go with get? Get. Thing said, yes, Lord. So here's what we're going to do. Real simple. We're going to pray a real short prayer, but a prayer of faith over you. Now watch this. It won't be to no avail. I'm telling you boldly. Whatever that thing was, time's going to reveal that something beautiful happened. And I believe in so many of us, before this weekend's over, you're going to be able to find out and testify and reveal in your comings and goings that, you know what? That thing I stood for, it's not there. It's changed. It's, and somehow you'll get to know in time, however that works, whatever the condition, okay? I was just in a church last week, two people, serious diabetes. Neuropathy's left. One lady cried all night through the night because she couldn't sleep. Slept like, boom, Friday and Saturday. On Sunday came in, weeping, slept all night again. First time in months and months and months, probably years, that she didn't cry through the night. The one lady's blood sugar's normal, like not taking all these pills and the insulin stuff. She had other meds. The other lady said she checked her blood and it was the lowest it's been in months and months, if not a year. And she said, it's not an accident. God's doing a work in me. Her feet came alive and she was jumping for the first time in months because she could feel her feet. Isn't that cool? Simple prayer. Some ladies prayed over them for 15 seconds because I won't let you pray longer than that. Not because I'm a controller, because I love you and we're going to make sense of this in a minute. But these are the people we're praying for now. And in a minute, we're going to pray for everybody else in the room that would know if their body changed. And then we're going to find out what's going on in the room. We're going to teach you a little. Y'all okay? I mean, it's 10 o'clock. That's not that terrible big deal, is it? Okay. If it is and you got to run, we won't mark you unspiritual, promise. We won't. I already told you, no, it's not my preaching. So. Stretch your hands to somebody. Fix on somebody. If you want to jump over and slip over and touch somebody, you can do that. But let's just have faith for somebody standing right now. And I'm going to pray corporately. And it's a simple prayer of faith. Now, here's what I want you guys that are standing, that stood up. Here's all I want you to do tonight. And it's your only response, church, ever as a Christian. I teach relationship all the time. You'll get that real clear tomorrow. Father, thank you that you love me. I so appreciate the work you're doing in me. Thank you for wholeness. I just thank you for what you're doing in me. God, I worship you. Thanks for loving me. You just camp right there. I want you to try to get nothing, receive nothing. You know, don't search your whole childhood and try to get rid of every bad word you ever said that comes to mind. Stop all that. It's real simple. Wow, you love me. You proved it through your Son. Thank you for the finished work coming in my body, coming on me. Thanks for making me new. I believe, God, your will is to restore all things in me. Thanks. I believe your love for me. Okay? So we're not turning faith into a point in time. It's not a hit, miss, win, or lose. It's not maybe he will, maybe he won't. It's you love me, and you're doing something amazing in me. Because I got you standing, and you won't know right away anyway, except for faith in your heart, right? Okay. You all ready? Let's just pray. If you're touching them and you're standing with them, I want you to do something real simple out of your heart. Something like, be healed in Jesus' name. No more sickness. No more disease. In Jesus' name, total wholeness. Just begin to speak that over him a couple times, and I'm going to pray with you. Father, I thank you for wholeness in this room. And we just thank you right now for your amazing, unstoppable love for us. Every infirmity and every sickness, you leave the people right now. Come out of their bodies and never, ever touch them again. Father, I thank you that these things never resurface. I thank you they never show up through the day. I thank you they leave and are forever gone. Father, wholeness all through this room in your children. Every person standing, I thank you for bringing great change because you love us. God, I thank you. You did it through your Son. In Jesus' name, say this over him. In Jesus' name, be whole. Now you right now, thank God he loves you. And thank God it's that simple and that you are doing something awesome in me, Lord. I'm not dreading tomorrow. I'm not dreading the night. I receive your love. In Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Do me a favor. Grab your seats real quick and let's do this. This will be fun. I don't want any exaggeration in the room, and I want you guys to be totally open and honest. We're going to teach our way through this. It'll be fun. And I want you to all get involved with me, okay? Don't anyone stay in their chair if you fit this description. You have a need for healing in your body. And if you were healed in the moment, like, bam, one of those right now healings, you would know it. There'd be something you could check, test, and you'd be able to tell. Whether it be degeneration, an injury to a knee, a leg, or whatever, right? A hip. Say you have arthritis stuff. Say you have fibromyalgia. You got anything like that that is less than wholeness. And it's tangible and you could test it. I want you to stand to your feet. We're going to pray for you right now. And we're going to do it excitingly. We're going to do it humbly, but boldly. Believing it's the will of God to heal, church. That's crucial. I know you guys got healing rooms here and stuff. And if you're connected to the nationwide, are you connected to the healing rooms on the West Coast? No? Okay. I know some of those folks, and I know the stuff they're teaching and believing is just, it's imperative. Would you agree that it's imperative to settle your heart on the will of God to heal? It's so important. And not to say, well, then how come and why? And if it's God's will to heal, why isn't everybody healed? There could be 100 reasons, 100 answers to that question. Some of us are growing. Some of us are just trying the gospel. hoping it works. Be real with me. This thing is not abracadabra. It's Jesus loves us. Amen. I tore my knee in March. I was supposed to go to Birmingham and preach. And 2 days before, that night before, I tore my knee bad in the snow. Got my foot wedged going down a mountain in between two rocks and fell with my knee wedged. It felt like my jeans tore. It was loud and it went, pock. And I was 3 miles from the truck in 12 inches of snow. And it was getting dark. And I stood up and prayed over my knee. And in my mind, there's no way I could walk. I walked the whole way out of there by the mercy of God. Got to my house. I couldn't walk. My knee swelled up like about a softball. And I couldn't even put my foot on the ground. 12 hours later, I got off a plane at Birmingham and walked like I never tore my knee. I could tell you so many things. I watched my wife come out of a coma with brain damage. We watched burns disappear off her body in the kitchen. I saw my boy's smashed finger get made whole right now. I could just tell you a lot of stuff. I was in a church not long ago and 3 tumors that were tangible on the outside of bodies disappeared while the people prayed. It's just fun stuff. We just watched a lady 3 weeks ago that couldn't walk since December from a stroke walk. And we watched life come in her body and people stood and cried uncontrollably because it's right in front of them, so real. There's no way out. And they just cried uncontrollably. She chased me. I ran backwards and she chased me. I had nothing to do with it. Jesus loves people. Okay? So everybody standing, you would know it if something changed in your body. There's something you could check. There's something you could tell. I want to encourage you guys, when you receive prayer, always keep your heart in a good place. Don't get trapped into, here we go again. Oh, well, I'll give it a shot. It's never worked yet. Why not? The guy seems half sincere. Don't do that to yourself. Now, I'm telling you, if you stood up, we got you. It's good. So I'm just saying that for your own heart's sake. I've seen people on the street say, I don't even believe in healing. We say, that's okay. We do. Just give me your hand. Let's pray. Because we're taught they can't be healed. A lot of Christians don't think they can be healed. I had a manager in a store walk away from me with an attitude and Jesus healed him on his way to the booth. He was walking away. And he turned around and yelled in the store, "Now you've made me afraid. Now I'm freaking out. What's going on?" And his hands came alive and he was going in for surgery because he couldn't even feel them. And they came alive and he said, "Well, we have one problem with all you're saying. I don't believe anything you're saying." I said, "That's okay, I do. Give me your hand, man." He was expecting to get rid of me.
Yeah, it didn't get rid of me at all.
So here's the deal. In a minute, we're going to pray for you guys. And we're only going to pray for about 15 seconds on purpose. Well, let's do it this way. You guys, raise your hands real high if you need prayer. You're standing. We don't want to lose you in the crowd. Just raise your hands high. Now look, you guys sitting, please cooperate with me. You don't have to. If you don't want to, I'm not forcing you. But you are the church, and you're my helpers. And I know I'm setting you up for this, but you're my church. I want you to be my people of prayer. So get one-on-one. The people sitting, help me till everybody's covered. And if you want to hold out and don't want to get involved, wait and see if we get everybody covered. But if we need you, man, jump up. When you grab somebody, just claim them and laugh and say, "Hey, you're mine tonight. You're mine." Just tell them, "You're mine." And then put your hand down if they claim you. If somebody claims you, put your hand down so we know we have you covered. Only keep your hand up if they don't have you. There's a young man up here that needs somebody to claim him. Do I have some a young man that will be willing to step out in faith and come and pray for him? Yeah? Anybody else that we didn't cover yet? I got two gentlemen over here. Is there anybody that's sitting that would be willing to come over and help me? Listen, you can't go wrong. If you get up and help, you can't go wrong. There's no way to miss it. I'm going to make it way too simple and God's grace is going to fill the room. Do we have everybody covered? Who are we? Hey! Cameraman Dan! Look, with a name like that, somebody's got to get back there and stand with that man. Yeah, God is my judge, and He'll judge you in righteousness, sir. All right. Do we got everybody covered? This is awesome. Are you all excited as I am?
Yeah.
Okay, now here's the deal. Watch this. You can't go wrong. Nobody can mess up tonight. I'm only going to give you 15 seconds. You can't blow nothing in 15 seconds. The reason I'm going to give you 15 seconds, because I want to teach you, it's imperative in my heart, and I feel like it's one of the biggest things that brings freedom in the room. You don't have to produce anything tonight. You just believe He loves people, and He loves the person you're about to pray for. And anything less than wholeness is important to God. He paid a price for redemption. You believe in what I'm saying? So here's the deal. Be healed in Jesus' name, or something like that. I'm going to give you 3 seconds here to find out what they're being prayed for and why they stood. Don't give them the long version. Just give them the 3-second version, like, "Boy, I really boogered up my knee and it's bothering me bad." 3-second version. Go ahead. Find out why you're praying and come right back to me. Look right back to me. It should only be talked for about 5 seconds max. And just look right back up here. We'll do this as a family. Yep, give them the 3. Just wait to pray, guys. Just wait to pray. Give them the 3-second version. You got it? Everybody know while we're praying? Okay, there's a reason I want to do this together as a family. I know some of you are trained. You work with the healing rooms. I get that. Just humble yourself. Let's just do this together. Here's what I want you to do. In a moment, I'm going to say, go ahead and pray. I'll give you about 15 seconds, if that. All I want you to do, if they said, "Boy, I've got fibromyalgia and it's really bad down my neck and back tonight, and it's really got me in a lot of pain," you just say, "Pain you leave, body you be whole, no more fibromyalgia ever. In Jesus' name, be whole." That's simple. I just want you to pray whatever relates. Knee, you be healed. You work, you bend, you flex, you be strong. In Jesus' name. Okay, whatever relates to what they told you, simple command form, Matthew 17, say to the mountain, and the mountain will. Okay, not because you say it so powerful, but because of what He accomplished through His Son. Come on. I've seen so much self-consciousness when we pray for the sick. I've seen us try too hard. I've seen us get discouraged. I've seen us back off. It's because we're way too involved. Now, here's the good news. And this isn't a back out or a cop out in any way. There's going to be things happen all through this room when we pray. But here's the deal. If you go for nothing, you'll always get nothing. If you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. So what are we thinking? Let's get our hands on the sick and believe God. That's never turned faith into a point in time. That's never turned faith into a maybe He will, maybe He won't, hit, miss, win, lose. Faith is the position of your heart to believe what He accomplished. Faith never lets go. Because love never fails. So we teach our people at home how to never let go. I count it an honor when I pray for the sick because I can remember them. Even if I didn't see their body change right now, it's not a defeat to me. I don't overanalyze it. I don't say, God, what happened to the anointing? Why am I walking in just a little bit of grace? We've made a mess of this thing. And we've allowed what hasn't happened to define what we believe instead of locking in. I watch people leave services like this, sleep all night and haven't slept for 6 months, wake up, have no pain, and still felt the pain when they left. I have a whole lot of people that get healed instantly. We've got people that feel 50%, 70%, 30% healed when we pray. And then we have a handful that sometimes seems to say, boy, just nothing changed. And then I'll teach you on that in a minute. But we say you have one response. You leave here rejoicing and thankful that God is doing a work and that you were surrounded by faith and love and that you were touched in Jesus' name. And when you crawl in bed, you might even feel that hip bite you right when you're turning to lay down. And you say, Father, I so thank you for your unstoppable love for me. Thanks for what you're doing in my body. That's not some denial faith confession. That's union, communion, and relationship with the Lord. And it's you believing His goodness towards your life. And I'm telling you, I have seen this thing so much that it's too late to change my mind. All right? So it's not even up for debate. Let's just believe God. Are you all ready? Now here's what I want you to do. The people that are being prayed for, you just receive and thank God He loves you. Don't pray nothing. Just stand there. Let them pray. Father, you love me. Thank you for what you're doing to me. And then after 15 seconds, I want you guys to check your bodies for sure. Check your bodies and find out. And then when you know you're changed, no exaggeration in this room. I don't want you saying the right thing to make the people that prayed for you feel better. That's called lying. Revelation says you lie, you fry. I want no friars in here. I'm just kidding. Listen. I don't want any exaggeration. I want you to go like this when you know your body changed. We're going to find out what's going on in the room. Now, you'll see this happen tonight. As they're sharing what happened, even if you didn't feel any change, you rejoice with them. Thank God He's a healer. And then check your body after each testimony and watch what happens all through this room. It's going to be fun. Can you tell how nervous I am? I'm just telling you, it's because of Him. It's not because of me. The reason I'm acting this way, it's not insincere to God. I'm not making light of this. He's amazing and He loves His kids. Yeah. So I can't produce anything. I'm not under pressure. I'm privileged to just share the truth. And the truth comes and makes us free. He happens to be the truth. Are y'all ready? Yeah. So He's going to heal people all through this room. It's going to be awesome. And it's through His people believing Him. Are you ready? Yeah. Give them 15 seconds of faith and love. You receive His love. Go ahead. You got it. Go. In Jesus' name. I'm not even going to pray over top of you guys. It's just your faith before Him. Thanks, God. Thanks, Father. Thanks for encouraging your kids. Thank you. Thanks for changing bodies all through this room, taking away pains. Thanks for making people new. Thank you, Papa. Yeah, start winding down right now and just thank God that He loves them. Say, because you love them, Father. Whole, because you love them. The people being prayed for, just thank God that He loves you. He's for you. He's not against you. In Jesus' name. Okay, wind it down, wrap it up. And the people that were just prayed for, you thank Him that He loves you. That it's His good pleasure to give you the kingdom and make you whole. God, thank you for loving your kids. Amen? Start checking your bodies right now. I want you to sincerely check your bodies. And when you know something changed, just go like this so we know what's going on in the room. Make sure we see you. Go like this if you know you're changed. Okay? Okay, I see four. Is there any more? You know something changed for sure. Keep doing that. I want to see you. We're going to find out. We're going to talk to you in a minute. Keep checking your bodies. Okay, what happened, man? You raised your hand immediately.
I've been struggling with a migraine since the first. I've gone to the hospital and had an allergic reaction. I've been fighting a migraine ever since.
Did you have one tonight? When they were praying, you had a migraine. You had a migraine all through my great preaching and everything. Oh, that bugs me. So when they prayed, it just left.
Gone.
Who prayed for you?
Right together.
Right together? Okay. Demetrius, put your hand right on his forehead. Say this, my brother. Say, migraines, you'll never come back. In Jesus' name. Never another day. Yeah. Amen? Amen. That's awesome. Had it when they prayed, boom, gone. Whoever had a migraine, they seem pretty intense. Who else knows they were changed when we prayed? What happened? Yeah, very painful. Yeah. The abscess left the pain. Was there a little sac? Was there a little swelled spot? Okay, because we've had them disappear. It's so cool. My wife had one time, and it just went and left.
This is fun.
It's gone?
It's gone.
Yay. Strong teeth, strong gums, Jesus' name. Left right away. Yes, dear. What happened? Yeah. Am I a handsome fella? Am I a handsome fella? Yeah, I know she can see. That's awesome right there. No, I'm just kidding. We had a lady's eye open in a service. And she said, I can see, years ago. And I said, you're telling me you can see. And I wasn't being devil's advocate. I don't play that. I was just having fun with it. And I was probably 40 years old back then. It was about 13 years ago. And she was probably in her mid-50s. And I said, look at me. You tell me. I said, am I a good-looking fella? She said, you are a very good-looking fella. And I said, guys, now I know she can see. That's worship. The Lord. Everybody's like, but you know what happened to her? She had some kind of treatments from cancer. Whether it was radiation, chemo, something, but something about the optic nerve, something affected her eye, and she couldn't, it wouldn't move. You know how your eye can follow me? This one just stayed. It was strange. Her one eye's moving, and this one stayed, and she couldn't see. And when we prayed, it moved and saw. Isn't that awesome? So you feel like noticeable improvement enough that you would raise your hand?
Noticeable enough, yes.
Okay, good. No. Stretch your hands to her, guys. Come on, we're the church. Father, we thank you for total wholeness in the eyes. One of you ladies that's touching her, believe that right now. Just say it out loud. Eyes, you see. No more blindness. No more shots. Your amazing love. Father, when she opens her eyes, let it be clear. Let it be whole. In Jesus' name, I see. Thank you, Father. Look around for me. What's going on in your eye right now? Just look around for me. Okay. You know that for sure. Good. Good. No, we're taking you on that, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Let me go see you anymore this weekend? Okay, good. Who else? Okay, who else knows you changed?
My hip was hurting so bad for ever since I had a bike wreck years ago.
Years.
It's much better. It's like
95. Who prayed for you? Turn around, touch her, and pray that 5% just leave, all right? When I have momentum, I never quit. If God's doing something, yay. Who else? Talk to me. Hang on a minute. Out in the overflow. Jesus flows in the overflow. Come on to the doorway, dear, and tell us what happened. Yay. No, what's going on? Are you really? Guys, stretch your hands to her. It's one of you ladies. Yeah, that's awesome. Just touch her. No, this is going to be fun. Holy Spirit, come on her right now. And just do even more and more. That's right. Right through her. Touch her and make all things new. Father, I thank you. This thing will never need a surgery. It'll never be a problem again. I thank you, Father. It'll be a total wholeness, a total functional experience for her. No more dysfunction. No more concern. For one reason, your great love through what you accomplished through your Son. In Jesus' name. Amen? It's just good. Who else? You know something changed without exaggerating anything. Go ahead, ma'am.
Well, my hip was hurting. And this leg is just tingling. You know, it was numb for a
Awesome. So no numbness. The numbness left when they prayed. Is it always numb? But it was numb when they prayed. It was numb before they prayed. So guys, do you realize something? When I pray, I almost make it feel dry in the room. There's no music. We're not creating atmosphere. The atmosphere is in you. It's called the kingdom of God. Some people accuse us of emotionalism and hype, and they want to be healed so bad that they believe they are, and da-da-da. Come on, guys. We didn't fabricate anything. We didn't ramp up the room. Did we? We just prayed 15 seconds, very specific. Hey, what's happening, right? So we're just believing God. Yeah, man.
I met you
in
the
Sure.
I said, how do we get out of the chair? Because of sciatic nerve. My wife has had a back problem on her side. The two people prayed for me. It felt like a warm, healing bomb.
Just went right through you.
It was messing with me. And my wife said, I shouldn't say it, but I'm going to say it. In a private area, I felt like I had three nails. I don't have home to
Jesus. Ain't that awesome? No, thanks for being humble and sharing, man. Oh, come on, guys. This isn't mind over matter. It's Jesus is Lord. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Well, here's what I would encourage you all in what you said. Don't go looking for the spiritual presence of lost loved ones. There's just a knowing that they're okay in the Lord, because you know your husband's with the Lord, because we established that in our conversation today. I know I got that message. So you're not trying to connect with your missing spouse in a spiritual way. That's when you invite your, open yourself up to some, can be some strange stuff, okay? Knowing that the gospel preserve life forever is why we don't grieve as if we have no hope. So the most we can lose is some temporal time. Okay? So I wouldn't look to relate to your husband spiritually. It's a heart thing. It's a faith thing. It's thank you, God. And Jesus is the one, Holy Spirit's the one that comforts you, that holds you, that loves you. Okay? Just making that clear so you don't open yourself up to anything outside of Him. All right. How are you doing health-wise? Do you have any other conditions, health conditions?
I'm a diabetic.
Yeah, I was going to say you got an infirmity thing going on. It's insulin. I was going to ask what meds you're on, but is it insulin?
No, it's not insulin. It's pills.
Pills, okay, because I was going to ask what meds you're on. No, this is okay. This is changing, girl. I feel this thing's coming. Ain't nothing you can do about it. No, I'm telling you.
Behold.
In Jesus' name. Be whole. No, it's all right. You stand there and receive. Body be whole in the authority of Jesus' name. Every infirmity, every weakness, every sickness you leave her. In pain and sorrow you come out of her heart. Come out of her heart. Holy Spirit, this is good. Holy Spirit, come. Do what only you can do. Thank you. Bring great comfort. Bring great revelation. And bring great peace. Body, you will never dysfunction again. I command you in the authority of Jesus' name, you will work like you were made to work by God Almighty. And you will serve this woman well. In Jesus' name. Can I hug you? Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's just a good time. Things are changing for you. And you're not going to live with a broken heart. You're not going to live feeling lonely. And you don't have to seek for your husband. You release your husband with Jesus and thank Jesus for his blood. And you run the race well in front of you. And one day we'll just all rejoice together that we believed. Okay? Okay? Amen. And your body is going to do you right. I'm telling you, I know it. I was perceiving you had it. I saw it as an affliction all through your body. And I didn't know what it was. Sometimes you see in part. But I knew you were on meds for it, and I was coming to find out what it was. I was coming to get you. You saw me coming. Amen. Okay, who else didn't we get to yet? Yes.
I had this owie on my leg from we're in a booth, an off-roading booth, and she prayed for me. And this white part that was raw is almost skin now.
The surface of it's changed since
yes.
they prayed.
Yes.
I had a dog bite me in Alabama, the same place they were talking about killing me. It was some kind of weekend. The pit bull bit me, bit right through my leg. It looked like I was bleeding to death on the street. The blood was running out of my shoe right on the street. People were horrified that owned a dog. And I said, hey, it's all right. I'll explain later. Just get me a towel. It'll all work out. I wiped my leg and no more blood came out of the holes. It looked like somebody took a big heavy-duty nail punch and shot it through my leg. By the time I got back from the service, the holes were completely closed. I hugged the people and gave them a warning that this was mercy. Don't ever let this happen again. Don't let this dog out. If I was a child, an elderly person, or somebody that didn't have the heart, this is a tough day. And you don't want that anymore. And they were looking at me like, and I said, come here, I love you guys. I held them and told them how precious they were to Jesus. She said, can I take you somewhere? Don't we need to? And I said, honey, I got 2.5 more miles to run. I got to roll. I got to do a little radio thing. And I got to go preach to a bunch of pastors. See you later. Have an amazing day. And I told them they'll never hear about this again. Jesus does this stuff, guys. He changes things. I was just in a service where a little boy had sliced his hand wide open and the kids were praying and the cut went closed. You talk about a young boy that got marked. He's telling everybody about his cut that went closed. It don't matter if they don't believe him. He knows. Yeah? So yay God. And no more complications. Anybody else? I know I'm taking long with this, but it's important if God's moving.
Where I'm starting to notice just things like that, it's dragging. And now is that the pain is gone.
Wow. You have no neuropathy. So you just feel changed. Father, we thank you. It'll never come back. We just thank you for wholeness. Ecclesiastes 3, I think it's 13, says what the Lord does lasts forever. No one adds to it or takes away, and the Lord does it that men might fear before him. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Who else? Talk to me. Anybody else? You got something else, dear?
My foot was ripped off of my left leg, and the blood vessels, the tendons, the muscles were all ripped off. The fibula was broken clear through, and this right leg was twisted, and that's why sitting here this long is very painful for me. And most of it, it's not totally gone.
Okay. That thing was ripped off. It's amazing. It was severed off. It was, wow. You feel changes in your body. You feel like things are getting better. God, keep doing it. Amen? Come on, guys. This is just believing God. When they prayed, was it obviously there? Was it stuff noticeable? Things you could check in on? It's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that awesome? Yes, hon.
I have a lot of pain from the shoulder on down to the lower back. When she laid hand on me, I felt the heat in her hand. And it takes a moment, but God took it all down.
Yeah. Amen. Did we miss anybody? Anybody else want to share something that God did?
I've been diagnosed with a brain tumor, and I always have pain shooting up on that right here, on this left side of my neck.
And you go tomorrow? Come on, stretch your hands to her right now. Father, we thank you for wholeness. We thank you there's nothing to fear in you. We just place her life in your hand, God. And we just thank you right now that you do a work that no man could do. And we just bless her, God, and we thank you there's not one trace of a tumor in her body. Because you love her. Thank you. Thank you. Who shall believe our report? For to who is the arm of the Lord extended? God, thank you. In Jesus' name, behold. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, can I hug you? It just stuff excites me. When you got a pain there that's coming from something and you feel God moving and the pain leaves, man, you just get excited about that, but you still have to hold on to that place where you love me. I'm not afraid. You're making all things new. Amen?
Amen.
Anybody else? You got something to share? You need to testify quick. Did we miss anybody?
I have arthritis in my back and neck. This gentleman who was praying for me, even before we started praying, I started feeling less pain in my neck because it was really bad.
Yeah.
And now as people are testifying, I'm getting less pain in my back.
Even through the testimonies, you could just feel a good work of something going on in you.
Pardon me?
You feel a good work of something going on in you.
Yeah, I feel much.
Okay.
No pain. Not as much as I had
okay.
when it was first started.
And you prayed for him?
Yeah.
Jesus in you? Do me a favor. I'm going to keep talking to people. You pray for him one more time. David, right?
Yes.
True. Pray for him one more time and just thank God for what he did. And just thank God for finished work. Every trace of everything come out of his body now. Okay, here. Oh, yeah?
Okay, so God let me live through breast cancer.
Okay. Amen.
So there's a lot of scar tissue, all that, you know, all those little names they give you, fibromyalgia, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks for the baseline, but God healed me. So they're praying for me because of my back and my arm swelled.
It's complications stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, as the testimonies go on, I keep checking my arm like, nah. Because you can't touch me on that flat hand back and tell you all I like all that you do not to scream.
She will be
real sensitive
out for the whole week.
So that's very crazy.
Nothing.
Yeah, I'm like,
are you serious? So you know that? Are you the daughter? So you know that about mommy.
Yeah.
You're squeezing, you're touching, you're doing stuff that would have been so. I love this stuff. See, this guys, don't you ever get familiar with this stuff. I mean, you're talking a little girl saying, no, if my mommy got touched, she would be out for a week, and you know it, right? So you're touching these areas, and you don't have any, you don't feel nothing?
I feel like, oh, there's an arm there. Like, I can have feeling.
Okay, but honey, if mommy was pressing there before, what would have happened? Okay. Well, isn't this amazing? Watch this. Watch this. So the Lord touched you tonight. He wasn't sitting there going. So we saw a lady. Okay, guys, you can get so stumbled by this healing thing, right? So my mother was sick for 40 years. I've seen countless people healed. It's ridiculous, the blessing I've walked in for 20 years. But for the first 20 before I got saved, my mother was sick. And, well, more than 20, about 23 or so, and then the rest up to 40 years. My mother had MS. She had more tubes hanging out of her and more complications. I changed my mother's pants when I was young. I carried her to bed as a young man. So don't tell me I don't understand, and don't tell me I don't understand hardship. And I watched my mother pass. I prayed and prayed. There was a season I believe she couldn't be healed because she said she wasn't ready and I didn't have a lot of understanding. Then when I got more understanding, I went in her eye and it is so familiar, the things right in your face, your mind wants to spin. It was one of the biggest challenges of my Christian walk, but at the same time, I learned so much through it. And I learned how to not love my own life and how to not let things get personal. So 3 months after she passed, I was telling the people in a service like this the story about my mom. And I come across bold. You can see I'm confident. I'm excited. I love Jesus. The passing of my mother didn't change a thing. The book's already written. There's something for me to grow into, not challenge. Here's the deal. If Jesus touched my mother, what would have happened? Across the board. If Jesus walked in the room and appeared and walked over and touched my mother, what would be the outcome? It doesn't matter what denomination you ask, they all answer the same. Where does he live? And who are we? The body of Christ. So it's just stuff we're growing in, guys. So 3 months later, I'm in a service. And I said, I told the story at the end because I'm preaching and it was a real intense night and people were like, whoa. And then I said, and I heard this thing in my heart, like people thinking, well, yeah, but he doesn't know what I'm going through. He doesn't understand how bad it's been. And I told this story about my mom and the room got quiet and it humbled the heart of the room. And I said, but let me tell you guys, I don't know how to turn tail and run. I don't know how to let go. It hasn't changed a thing, guys. You can tell in my preaching of the gospel. The passing of my mother hasn't changed a thing about what I believe. And they're all looking. And I said, and because I won't change my mind, somebody else's mother's going to be restored to that same wretched disease. And I didn't know this lady was in a wheelchair against the wall. I couldn't see her. She started bawling. She's sitting there with MS. She hasn't moved her right side for 5.5 years. And I said, who's crying? And this 14-year-old girl said, my mother. She's afraid to die and leave me behind. I said, bring her to the front. I had two ladies pray for her. We watched her right side that didn't move for 5.5 years come alive. 3 months after I watched my mother pass from the same disease. I'm telling you what, you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and you stop thinking so much and don't let your heart be up for grabs. Don't you let life get so personal that you miss the truth. Come on, I'm talking plain to you because I've been through this thing. But as soon as, the reason I'm telling you the story, as soon as her leg moved, I said, honey, I want you to lift your leg and move your leg. She said, I haven't for 5.5. I said, I know, but we're praying. I want you to lift it. She lifts it and swore. As soon as she lifted, she went, I won't say what she said. But she said a word that wasn't in the kingdom. And you know what was awesome? Her leg didn't go back to paralyzed. It's not like, you know, somebody's limping down the street and you say, hey man, let me pray for you. And you pray and they go, wow, what the blank did you... Oh. God doesn't hit a reverse button. Was the Lord shocked when the lady swore? Was he caught off guard? Did he know it was coming?
Yes.
Was she already healed?
Yes.
Oops. He's pretty awesome. So when she swore, guess what she did? And I laughed and said, honey, it's okay. You're overwhelmed. This thing just took you beyond where you've grown. And you said something you wish you wouldn't have said. Doesn't change a thing. He's going to keep working. We watched her walk to the bathroom and push her chair to the car. Watched her do that. So, little language adjustment, dear. Jesus touched your body tonight. You would no way have been able to put that kind of pressure on that area of your body. The girls both know that's true. For sure. They're emphatic. Like, you should see their little faces. Wow. So God brought you through this thing, honey. He brought you through breast cancer and now took away all that stuff. Honey, I know he does. Yeah. Amen. Stand to your feet, please. Stretch your hands to this woman. Father, we thank you. Not one more complication of cancer, not one more after effect of surgery, not one more nothing. Wholeness. Father, I'm even asking you to reconstruct, to realign, and to renew all things, God. I'm asking you to touch her body in a supernatural, awesome way, like only you could. And let this thing be so behind her that it's unrecognizable. And Father, thank you for the new woman in Christ. In Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Yay. Did we miss anybody? Ma'am?
Yeah, I have both the unseen and the seen. I have been in pain for 24/7 for the longest time.
You don't remember not hurting.
Yes.
Okay. Just get hard. Right. You have no pain. From all those conditions you described, you have no effects, no symptoms, no pain. And you're never without pain.
That's right.
Ever. Do you know her in the doorway?
Yes.
What's your name?
Edna.
Edna. You know her? She's a friend?
Yes.
So you know her to never be without pain. That's amazing. Would you touch her lightly on the forehead, Edna? And say, Father, thank you for what you've done. That pain will never, ever come back. Wholeness in my friend because you love her. In Jesus' name. Is this fun or what, guys? Like, come on, these are real people. You're not just making that up. That would be crazy to make that up. Okay, last and final question. Wow, keeping you guys out late. You guys all right? Can you tell how tired I am? Gonna have so much fun with you all weekend. It's ridiculous. You know how I go to bed, don't you? By faith. I do, man. I'm so pumped. I'm gonna lay in that bed they left me have tonight, and I'm gonna be like, Lord, I just think that's what it'll look like. It's gonna be so fun. Who in the room? What? Same? Feel the same? Who in the room did we pray for, and it feels like, seems like, the best you can tell, and you checked yourself up to recently, nothing changed. You were prayed for. Don't be embarrassed, and don't think twice about this. You feel the same, sir. Okay. You got situations that you feel the same. Let me see your hands. Wow, 15. Okay, we got 15 people. Lift your hands up one more time, and the people near them, just get a hand on them right now. I'm going to be short and sweet with you on this. You can put your hand down once they touch you. I'm coming to get you, girls. I'm going to come. Listen, here's all I want you to do. You see God's doing things. You know these people ain't making stuff up. Do you believe they... When you got two daughters going and looking cute doing it. You girls didn't look goofy like I did. You look cute when you did that. Now watch this. When you got people testifying, it tells us he's a healer. If you analytically analyze it and get in the way that it seems right to man, you could say, wonder why they're getting healed and I didn't. And you turn faith into a point in time instead of the position of your heart. And all of a sudden you could say, well, I wonder what's wrong with me. There's got to be something blocking. I mean, God was moving in the room. Or the people praying say, I wonder if we should have got somebody else because he doesn't seem to be flowing through me. That all happens in a room. People think that way. And it's detrimental to what God wants to do through our lives. Now listen, I'm being real straight with this. If you didn't experience any change in your body, you have one response, only one ever as a Christian. God, thank you that you love me. And you're doing something amazing in my body. And it's not some false, weird confession. It's relational. You're doing a work in me. They sincerely prayed for me. You said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I so appreciate your love for me. Amen? Amen. You crawl in bed tonight with nobody around, nobody listening, nobody looking. Father, you encourage my heart. You strengthen me. Thank you for the work you're doing in me. I so receive your love. It's relationship. It's not a technique. It's not just healing rooms. It's relationship, and you have the privilege of having it with him. Okay? So take heart and rejoice. I don't want one down heart in here tonight. Listen, guys, we had a daddy with a child with spinal bifida come to our church. Everybody's praying for him. He saw his daughter get healed when I prayed. He came to bring the boy to me. And I told him I can't pray for him. He said, what do you mean? We drove 5 hours for you to pray for a boy. I said, see, that's a problem. I said, it's not about me praying for your boy. All our people just prayed for your boy. Yes, but my daughter's healed and you prayed. Yeah, and if anything changes in your boy, you'll blame that on me too. The next thing you know, I'm the healer. I'm the anointed one. I'm the gift. And all of a sudden, we're not even the body. I said, I'm not praying for your boy. I can't. I just agree with and bless what they pray. He said, but he's the same. I said, stop looking with your eyes. And I corrected him strongly, right in front of everybody, because he was being really, and I wasn't mean about it. I'm a gentle guy, but I'm straight. And he was leaving frustrated. I said, sir, I said, you only really have one option. Leave here thankful. Don't leave frustrated. Come on, man. He went, he said, I cannot believe you're not praying for my son. He was from Pakistan, broken English. I cannot believe you're not praying for my son. My daughter's here and my boy gets nothing. It's like bittersweet. I can't believe you will not pray for him. We drive 5 hours. I said, you got your eyes on the wrong things, man. I am not facilitating that mess. I said, but here's the deal. If you choose to leave frustrated, I have good news for you. Those people over there that held your boy, they don't know how to let go. So we're in good fortune. Because a lot of people believe he can't get nothing. Yeah. He drives home 5 hours, lays his boy on the playpen room. His wife did. He didn't even want to mess with the kids. He's throwing clothes, mad, frustrated in the bedroom. That was his testimony. Wife starts screaming. It's the next morning. They slept overnight in a hotel. Drove 5 hours. No talking for 5 hours. Mad. Here's his wife screaming, runs in, and there's his boy, 3 years old, who's never tried to crawl, walk, or nothing. Standing. Atrophy, swallowed up by the Spirit of God. Come on, he breathed into dirt and a man stood up. He can get a boy to walk. Watch. The daddy's not doing anything right. Our people don't know how to let go. They say, thank you for the honor of holding that baby, Father. Wholeness in Jesus' name. Our people will lay on their bed at night and do that. The daddy said, God was so merciful to me. He came and cried and apologized. Pastor Dan, you have much wisdom. I'm thinking, look at my hair. He says, you have much wisdom. And I mean, that lady asked if I was a senior lunch today. I'm like, what? Because my hair, it's just wisdom. The more I pray and read my Bible, it gets like this. I ain't fighting it. I'm 53, by the way. And he said, I do nothing right. But God, make my boy to walk. Thanks for teaching tears, teaching your people not to let go. He said God was so merciful to him, he clicked on his cell phone and record. And his boy's just standing in the middle of the room, first time in his life. And he just walks to the playpen and starts getting out toys. And he recorded it. Ooh! Spinal bifida. Never tried to even crawl. When God says, get up, son, you're getting up. When he says, walk, you're walking. Let's hold on to that hope, guys. And never grow weary in well-doing. Believe Him. Believe His love. Refuse to be discouraged, disappointed. Refuse to take life personal. Take the gospel personal. And let's receive good things. So touch those people right now. Father, we thank You for change. We thank You for change. We thank You for wholeness. We thank You, God, in Jesus' name. You will offend You if I touch your bare knee. In Jesus' name. Thank You. Wholeness, God, in our bodies and brand new. Father, no more complication, no more weakness, no more pain, no more struggle. In Jesus' name, be healed. Father, we thank You for it. Just thank Him right now that He loves you. Please don't struggle with God. Please don't struggle in your soul. Please don't lie to yourself and say, well, I've been through this before. No, no. Well, then be through something different. Leave here and be in relationship and have thankfulness in your heart. God, thank You. Yeah, yay, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, touching your kids, God. Thank You, Father, for what You do. If we just prayed for you, you got one response. Do this in your heart. Thank You, God, my eyes are fixed on You. I'm leaving here rejoicing. And here's what I want you to do. If you were one of them that just raised your hand at the end, it was like 14 or 15 people, I want you, if you're back in the service this weekend, in any service, and you've received change in your body in the next couple services, make sure you let us know. Here's why. The testimony encourages people in a truth that God's growing us in. Be honest with me. Who's been around this thing long enough to know that we've kind of got blown like the wind in this healing thing? And the more we don't see, the more teaching we come up with, and it usually has to do with we're driven by what's not happening instead of building on what He's doing. Let's lock in, never change our mind, stay super simple, get out of works, and be sincere, and the pure in heart will see God. Do you agree? Okay, I'm closing. Stand to your feet. This is good. This turned out to be a normal night for me. I thought I was going to get done really early there for a while. I got nervous. So let's do something. Would you lift your hands with me to Him? Father, we thank You for who You are, what You say, and what You do. We fix our eyes on You. We don't want to live for ourselves. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Show us in everywhere where my life is selfish, where I would be outside of the image and the identity of just Your love. So God, take the words tonight as an eternal conviction in our understanding and help us. Our desire is to become more like You to the world around us, that they see us. They get a really good look at You. It is possible, Lord. We believe Your grace is sufficient. And I believe tonight, as a corporate whole, we're saying we're willing. We don't want to make this about us and just our needs. We want to make it about You and Your love. So have Your way in us and do a work in us in such a way that this region can't help but be touched by Your love. And God, I thank you for healings, restorations, and increase in all this house. In Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Love you guys. Hug somebody. You can roll on out of here. Whatever's right. If you can come back tomorrow, we'll see you tomorrow.